The Tennessee Titans got the win over the Jacksonville Jaguars here at Nissan Stadium. I'm Amy Wells, joined by Jim Wyatt. Jim, the Tennessee Titans are going to the playoffs for the first time since 2008. It feels good to say. It feels even better for this Titans team and these fans.
Yeah, it was so exciting. What a great game. And the Titans, you know, really controlled this game. Things got very, you know, dicey at the end. I'm sure a lot of fans were nervous sitting here in the freezing cold. There's a fan behind you with no shirt. He had his hands in his pockets trying to make it through it. Titans made the plays to win this game and made some plays early to get a lead, made some plays late, certainly on defense, and Marcus Mariota coming through in the clutch and keeping this team alive.
Speaking of Marcus Mariota, big game for him today. What stood out to you about the way that he was playing?
The Oregon eyes that he had. That's what the way Brian Arakpo described it at the end. He kind of had a little bit of a swagger about him, especially when he had converted a big third down run where he stiff-armed a Jaguar. He had the big screen pass to Derrick Henry early that went for a touchdown. Wasn't a day where he had to throw the ball over the yard, but he made some big plays on the ground and had a little bit of a swagger about him.
This Titans defense really kept the team in the game all the way through. Who stood out to you the most?
Well, I mean, this defense had a refuse-to-lose mentality. I mean, Brian Arakpo with the huge sack at the end drill. Casey was balling out the whole game. You know, Dory Jackson forcing a fumble. Kevin Byard with a couple of picks. And a guy like Kevin Byard, who I remember talking to at the end of last season, and said his goals were to make the playoffs and make the Pro Bowl. He didn't make the Pro Bowl, but he makes sure this team gets to the playoffs with a game-clinching interception, which, you know, he said in the locker room that meant more than certainly making the Pro Bowl would have.
All right, the Tennessee Titans are the fifth seed. That means they're going to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs at 3:30 on Saturday. What can we expect to see out of this Chiefs team?
Well, Titans know the Chiefs. I mean, they don't know them certainly as well as they do the Jaguars, which I think a lot of people thought the Titans would be their playoff opponent by winning this game. But some crazy things happen. Cincinnati ends up beating Baltimore late. The Chiefs end up being the 4 seed. The Titans a 5 seed. They've got vets. They present some matchup problems. The Titans present some matchup problems for them as well. And we all remember Ryan Succop winning the game down there in the last second field goal the last time we were there. Believe it or not, looking at the long range forecast, which I already did, as we stand out here in about 15 degrees, it looks like it's going to be warmer in Kansas City next Saturday than it is here right now. So it'll be nice to go there in short sleeves this time.
All right. Well, the Tennessee Titans are going to go back to work. They're getting ready to take on the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. Saturday at 3:30 is the time for that game. And it's not going to be short sleeves weather, but it will be warmer than it is right now. For TitansOnline.com, he's Jim White. I'm Amy Wells. And that's what just happened.